Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and tonight we have an interesting show. It's in regards to nursing homes, of course, because you dialed in on the show. Anyway, we have turned nursing homes into accessible housing. Now we're adding a sub-theme. The reason we have nursing homes is because the government hates us. This is a very interesting title and very sad at the same time. Frank lost his guide dog. He had to put her to sleep because she had a major issue. And he's empty without her. Basically, Frank, you know, has to now find a dog so he can train her and stuff like that. I really believe the government hates us. I really do. Frank is waiting, so I'm going to let him in. Okay, hold on. Hello, Frank.
Oh, yeah, hi, and thank you. Hello, everybody. Inner Sight on Nursing Home program tonight. And before I say what I want to say about this whole thing, I want to thank all the people that are responding to the death of Charabel. And many of them are total strangers, you know, who have come forward. And my state senator, White's office, called me again yesterday. Yeah, I called them back today, and they returned the call very promptly. And I've asked them, and I will deliver the answer to the world on the air, but I've asked them, I said, if you really want to help, what you can do is call a news conference and let people know from the state senator's office what's going on, because people are very confused. They don't understand why the money's there, the training's there, the dogs are there, the big organization is there, and people can't get help. And plus, now I want everybody to know about Milton. You know, that I won't deal with a guide dog school that killed a guide dog. So they're supposed to make a decision and let me know if they're going to call this news conference or not. And I'm hoping that they do, because it's the best way right now to get a handle on all this. So we'll keep you posted, world. Inner Sight, and you know, why would a government allow a person to be taken from their home, put into a strange, horrible place that doesn't really care about people, is not set up to be somebody's home in any means, by no means, and allow this place to control your life, take your money, go after your resources, you know, if you have a house, a car, condominium, whatever you got, and try to keep you there to die. Now, to me, to my way of thinking, and I got to thinking about this, what is this? And it looks more and more to Inner Sight as a hatred thing.
Oh,
why
yeah.
else would the government allow this to happen? And on top of it, have programs that fail because the people can't meet the criteria. Allow the agencies to get the money for these programs to be paid, even though the person didn't get help. Allow the money to keep coming in to the agencies, and many thousands of people go unprotected and wind up in a nursing home. Even if they get on the program, they can wind up in a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is this about? There's a big contradiction here. And in my mind, it certainly qualifies as a hatred kind of a thing. You know how they used to hate the black people years ago. A lot of people still do. Now it's the disabled.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we submit that this hatred must stop. And how do you stop it? First of all, let the agencies start doing a better job. Allow them to raise money to keep people in their own home. The government should match that money, whatever funds the agencies would raise. Now, if the government doesn't want to do this, to me it means that they don't want to get rid of this hateful idea of driving people into nursing homes. You know, how many times we and the story is a lot more than we know. How many times a person goes into a nursing home and a few months later, a year later, they die? They caught something, some infection, or they were neglected, it could be lack of sunshine, or the immune system goes down, or whatever it is. They need different kinds of therapy, can't get it in a nursing home. That's all related to dictatorship and hatred of people. And I'll be honest with you, it reminds me a lot of what the Nazis did to the Jewish people. It really does.
Yeah.
They took all their possessions, they kept them in there, and they finally executed them. You know? So I think it's a horrible sequence of events that we have to deal with, especially since there's programs there's money there, and still people have to go to these nursing homes. I mean, what's the point of it?
There is none. Yes.
So what can you do? Well, you can join with us. Sign the petition.
Yeah.
We don't have enough names on that petition. We got to get more
names. No, we don't. Exactly.
1,000 times you were supposed to go out there in the mall. Whatever happened to that? You never went. Never did it.
Well, I have to before the news conference.
We got to get more names on that petition, because that's the first thing they're going to look at. You know why? You know why the senator, as I said at the outset, you know why Senator Wyke is considering doing a news conference? Because she sees almost 80,000 names on that guide dog petition.
Yeah.
That's part of why. I'm not saying they're going to do it, but there's a chance, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we need more names on that petition, and I'm hoping that we get this news thing with Silo. You know, I've been promised that, and I'm going to hold Silo to it, because we have to do something so that people do not live with the threat of these nursing homes. They'd be much better off in their own home, much better help, much better food, much better medical help, psychological, emotional. And how many people would benefit from having a service dog? You can't get a damn service dog when you're in a nursing home. They blocked it.
Yeah.
You know? Very difficult.
They only have canine companions that go in and
Well, I can't hear you. Talk up. What?
Oh, I'm sorry. They only have canine companions that go into the nursing home to help out, but that's not having your own dog. It would be better if you had your own dog.
No, that's different. I'm not talking about that. Bring a couple of dogs in to say hello, and that's a whole different story.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a person having a service dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, either to get around or for psychiatric purposes to make them feel better and lift an uplift, you know?
Yeah.
You can't have that in a nursing home.
No, you can't.
That's another part of the dictatorship.
And the hatred.
And none of these agencies, except for Inner Sight, have got the guts to say anybody needs a service dog, no matter where you are, we'll do our best to help you. You know? So, all the way down the line, you know, you got, you heard, you know the expression, you got three strikes against you. Well, in the nursing home, you got four strikes against you. It's worse.
It is.
You know, because you don't have operating capital to help yourself.
That's right.
That's another thing that that keeps the person in there. And eventually, when you don't have operating capital, you're going to lose your home, your dwelling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't pay the rent or whatever it is.
You can't pay the rent, too. Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East, Akita Rescue, Joanne Diamond. And I can never, ever thank them enough for caring about my Charabelle, my guide dog, seeing her through the whole thing and feeding her for almost 10 years and helping me to relieve her suffering toward the end. The resources, the funds, you know. And let me tell you something. They don't have the kind of money that these guide dog schools have. No way. You know, they struggle through from month to month with donations. You know, and still they have not abandoned their obligations. So there's a lot to be said about that. You know, that these agencies need to be much more flexible and creative.
Yeah. More proactive, too.
And we're working on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net on the email. And I want to thank all the friends that are now communicating with the Akita Rescue because of the death of Charabelle and trying to find the appropriate Akita to be trained. All right, let's see. We're brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food? Give my buddy Gary a call. 631-484-3085. For the dog food, cat food, you don't have to pay for it. It's all free. And that's a help these days. Many people who have animals who, you know, they make the animal can make you feel a lot better. 631-484-3085. Nobody starved on Long Island. And don't forget Shelby's Kitchen in Bellport, New York. One of our friends, Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444 for the catering, breakfast and lunch. And if you'd like to do a day for Milton, we'd be very happy to talk to you about that and walk you through it and help. A Day for Milton, to raise awareness and to raise, to bring about regulations for these schools. Milton was a guide dog that was killed at the Guide Dog Foundation 2 years ago, July, and the school essentially got away with it.
Terrible.
When the trainer left Milton in the van in the middle of a heat wave. 6 hours. Horrible.
Five
All right,
hours,
so
I believe.
A Day for Milton. If you'd like to do it, we'd like to get one in another state. We did New York. You know. But wherever you'd like to do it. All right. Now, Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444, Belport, New York. Hey, we're brought to you by SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. And you can check out their website. They have a new clinic-type service. SILO, 631-880-7929. So keep the number handy. You never know when you may need it. They're very good at telling you what's available, too.
Yeah. And they try to get some things. If your dog is, you know, not doesn't eat the food or something, they try to get food for you.
Yeah, all kinds of services over there. They help me. And I want to thank them again. I believe the lady's name was Catherine from the New York Connection. They helped me when I was overcharged on the rent without notice. And it worked. You know, I got so much money back. Thanks to Silo and also James Bahamundi, the attorney who wrote a letter for me. By the way, if you need a civil rights lawyer, there's a good one, James Bahamundi, 516-783-9662. And he's a disabled attorney. So, ADA, American Disability Act. So he has a disability, which means it makes him more sensitive and more understanding to what you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Silo, 631-880-7929. Thank you for your purchase of time here on InnerSight. Kennedy Realty has helped InnerSight and continues to do so. 631-888-1186. I want to thank the Islip Cleaners, a neighbor of Kennedy Realty right there in Islip. So you need information on real estate, you want to buy a house, sell a house, get some good info, contact Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. And we thank them. All the beautiful children of the world, part of InnerSight. Ollie Campbell of Antioquindo, Athena, Little Tommy, and all the youngsters. Corey Foster's another one. What's all that creaking noise? Stop that noise. Creaking.
It's my hand spasming. I'm sorry.
And all the youngsters. Go an extra mile for a child. Baby Royalty is another one. Go an extra mile for a child. InnerSight reminds you. So, you know, I'm just going to make this one comment, and I'll turn it back to you. It's your show.
Okay. If you have more to say, you can.
The government should be responsible to remove hatred from from the path of the disabled. You know, they should care about that. They should do something about that. Because it's in our way of making progress, of becoming a tax-paying, working citizen. You know, how many people in nursing homes currently, right now, could have jobs if they were in their own home? You know, I got an email the other day. Work from your own home, Amazon.
Huh?
You know, how many people in the nursing homes who could and who would want to do that can't do it?
That's right.
Because they're caught up in a thing of hatred. You know, it's not like the nursing home is going to say, "Oh, we're going to set up a situation where you can apply for a job with Amazon." Yeah, right. My ass.
It's worse. Yeah, right. It's worse for people
take
who are blind.
Take all your damn money.
Yeah.
On top of everything else, so there's a reason to stop this hatefulness, this hatred, putting a person into an inferior, horrible place, dirty, germ-ridden, horrible food, you know, infection, neglect with your body hygiene and your, you know, having to relieve yourself, neglect. So the whole thing comes down.
Degrading too.
To a policy of hatred. What?
I said degrading as well. They degrade your, you know,
yeah,
everything that you do.
Of course.
You know? Yeah.
It's just horrible.
Certainly
it's,
is.
It's a hate thing. It really is.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
How else could you classify it? They certainly don't love you because they put you into a nursing home.
Yeah.
That's for sure. There's no love in there.
No.
There's no room for love. People are rushing around too fast and being ordered around by the supervision. You know? Hurry up and do this, hurry up and do that, you know? And you know the reason why the supervision does that? I'll tell you the reason why. Because if the person, the worker, the attendant, doesn't do it, when they leave, the supervisor has to do it.
Man.
See how that works?
Yeah.
So they're rushing the aide through so they won't have to do the work of helping a person who may have to be changed or what, you know. Horrible. All because they won't let the home health aides come in and do their job.
That's right.
The whole damn thing. All right. Inner Sight Nursing Home. That's the theme tonight. Hate
yes.
us. The government hates us. That's why we got nursing homes.
That's true.
All right. Go ahead. I'm going to shut up. Any callers?
No. We're good. I'm going to run Able News right now.
Do the Able News and then talk about the petition. We got to get people to sign that damn petition.
Oh, yeah. Okay, hold on. My vision is not good lately, sorry.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts or events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
Okay. I have experienced the hatred. I was in four different nursing homes within 12 months. None of them you know, stood out as being, you know, worthy of getting, oh, that's a really good nursing home. There's no, in my eyes, there's no good nursing homes. And also the Adult Protective Services did absolutely nothing to help me or my family, my mom or dad, to just get them, you know, have strength, and then they go back, you know, home. That's what should happen, is that you build up, you're in the rehabilitation, and then once they feel that you're in good, you know, having good help, you know, then they send you back to your home. And your home should never be taken. Your pension should never be taken. All this stuff is needed. Your Social Security should never be taken. Should be taken from, you know, the nursing home with the insurance that you have. None of these things are done.
Well, excuse me. What do you say? What do you mean they send you back to your home? I don't understand what you're
saying.
No.
You know, I'm saying if they. I added if they send you back to your home, you would have more, not luxuries.
Make that
it's
clear.
Needed. Yeah, you would have more, a better life. You could eat your own food.
Obviously.
You could do. Yeah, exactly. Obviously, these things are, you know, neglecting people. I experienced myself falling from a Hoyer lift. People fall all the time. They're neglected. They don't. They move on. They want people to die, and that's why it's a hate crime. That's how I feel. It's a hate crime, period. Not just only hatred. I feel in my heart it's a hate crime. And they should... I'm sorry, Frank?
Well, they're not
something.
In there promoting life. If they were,
yeah.
They wouldn't take all your money. You know, they would say,
that's
hey,
right.
How much can you afford to pay?
There it is.
They don't
yeah.
do that.
Nope.
And they would say, you know, would you like to have a different kind of therapy or what, you know, do you believe in holistic or what, you know, there's not that kind of thing going on in the nursing homes. And what would
nope.
you like for dinner?
Oh, geez, they don't even do anything about that.
They don't ask you that. They don't say that. They don't perform like that. You know? And you can't tell me. I'll never believe that they don't have the money to do that, because if they're getting anywhere from $11,000 to $15,000 a month, and that's probably without taking the disability check from the person, they got plenty of damn money. You know? And if they really wanted to have more money to help the person, they would bring the home health aides in.
That's good.
Look at all the extra money they'd have. Because they were already paid for.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to raise money for the home health aides.
No, yeah. It's there. The money's there. But they won't allow it to happen. So they,
so
you know, they
want,
really want
yeah.
you to die. That's how I feel. And I strongly
all
feel that's what...
to hatred.
Oh, yeah.
Dislike.
Right.
It really does.
That's how I feel as well. If I didn't get out of the nursing homes and my husband take me out of the nursing homes, believe me, I would be in there and dying little by little. It's suffering. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And
no
I'm
doubt
thanking
about
God,
it.
Yeah. I'm thanking God they released me, you know, from being in the nursing home. And basically one night, this was the straw, you know, last straw. I just went home. I said, I'm leaving the nursing home. They were really, it was really bad at that point, meaning they were trying to, you know, make me weaker by keeping me in the nursing home, which is horrible. They wouldn't shower me properly. This was the nursing home that didn't shower me properly, because I asked one of the custodians for a couple batteries for my remote, for my TV. They really took me down, you know. The guy went, he saw that I was a nice person. He went down and replaced it with the TV, because he found that it wasn't working properly. Oh, boy, did they give me heck, you know. I just can't, stand nursing homes. If I get placed in a nursing home, boy, oh boy, will I be talking about everything on this radio show. Especially, I'd ask Frank, please let me, mention, something during the show. Because I just can't stand them, in my mind.
The whole thing is a horror show. Why don't we take a look in Able News, see if there's anything in there about nursing homes.
Yeah, well. Keep the helm.
Usually there's something in there about them.
Yeah.
You can find something. Maybe we have something to talk about. Go to change.org and sign our petition. Help us get names to turn these nursing homes into accessible housing. That's something that everybody needs. A lot more than nursing homes. So change.org, sign the petition, put it on your social media.
Oh, sorry.
And help us get those thousands of names that we need.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking. Hold on. I had to sign in first.
All right. Inner Sight.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Third Eye Insight. You want to stay in shape? Call Devin Fernandez and learn how to protect yourself. Third Eye Insight, 631-445-3464. That's the phone number for the Third Eye Insight.
Oh, you have something interesting, Frank.
Yeah.
It's a New York City bill. I know it's New York City, but puts home care access at risk. That, to me, is the most disgusting comment right there. So, I mean, they're not even considering us. That's hatred in my eyes, and it's a long article and very small print. I'm sorry. My eyes are not really well to
well,
be
there's the proof that they want
right.
to drive people into nursing homes.
Yes, they do.
What we're talking about.
Yeah.
Where are those people going to go if they don't have the home health care? Most people don't have the kind of family financial situation that can kick in and help them. They don't have that kind of money.
The only way, if they have a home, I know somebody who did this, is if they have a reverse mortgage on their home, which is taking away assets from what they have, collected in their home. They estimate the home's value, and then they, start little by little. They don't take it little by little. Right at the end when you're selling the house, they, take what is owed, they take the home, and you're sitting there, either deceased or you're sitting there in the worst situation in your life.
There's all kinds of
horror
situations that occur when there's hatred.
Yeah.
So that's exactly what we're talking about. They want to decrease the home health aids, which means what? That a person... It's easier than for a person to be put into a nursing home.
Oh, yeah.
That's why our idea would protect from that.
Yeah.
If the agencies were allowed to raise the money. And the money goes into an account to keep that person in their own home. And the government would be required to put up half. See, that would protect from anybody coming along and creating a law that would interfere. In other words, that would be like private money going into the account to keep the person out of the nursing home. The law couldn't interfere with that.
That's happening to my aunt right now. All her assets were already, taken. And then she didn't, you know, want to be in a nursing. She's not in a nursing home right now. But if she loses those assets, you better darn believe that I'm going to want to put her in a nursing home.
Yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm. That's how the whole thing works.
Definitely. You know,
if the family doesn't have the money to keep the person out, normally, some people do.
Yeah.
You know, we hear about them. And Inner Sight supports those people 1,000%. We do the best we can to anything we can do to help people like that. You know, I know a woman, I know one of our volunteers now. Her dad is almost 100 years old.
Oh, God bless him.
And she's keeping him out of the nursing home. She takes care of him, you know, but she has money.
That's right. Even with money, we have seen people, you know, be taken advantage of and put in a nursing home. Everything is not, you know, black and white on that. I wish it was.
Well, the other way is if the person, the victim, who is going to be put into the nursing home has money, then the family can get malicious and try to get them in there and connive and make sure that the money goes to the family. See, that's mm-hmm. the other side of the coin.
Yeah.
Anyone in that situation, call us and we'll try to help. We'll try to keep the person out.
Yeah.
You know?
Keeping them in their own home. And then going out for vitamin D, a whole bunch of stuff people can do instead of sitting, lying in a bed. I used to go there and see my mom in a bed. I'm like, why is she in bed?
Sure.
You know, just like that. Oh, because she had soiled herself, and we thought we'd put her nightgown on and have her lie down. I'm like, I want her clothes to go back on and maybe new clothes. And then she can sit with everybody else, have some socialization. Then COVID hit. And I was like, can I have my mom home? No. If she has COVID, it would just spread COVID. That's not, she never had COVID. She never, you know, did anything like that. And they were isolating her. They were trying to take away whatever little money from her Social Security that she had. And they keep doing this to every single person who's in that nursing home. I don't doubt every single person brings them a lot of money, a lot.
Well, if you had the money, you'd have been able to get her out. Or she wouldn't have had to go in.
That's right.
That's the whole thing. That's the story of millions of people like that.
Yeah.
In the system, trying to keep the person out. No resources, you know.
Yeah.
And the agencies that have the resources, they're limited because they're dictated to by the government. They have to do it a certain way and criteria and you know, that's no place.
That's no place, is right.
No place.
I'd like to know. I'm sorry. Continue, Frank.
So Inner Sight determined to change that. What were you going to say?
What I was going to say is that if you, and this is a mention to everybody, please sign the petition. I'm going to add it to the description area and help us fight for the rights of millions and millions of people. Please do that. Thank you.
Yeah. And also Inner Sight is reaching out to one of the big modeling schools, or maybe the biggest, I don't know, in New York City, to try to get them to honor one of their former models and students who died in a nursing home. And we're hoping we're going to get this benefit because we're going to use the money from the benefit to do what we can to keep people out of nursing homes.
Yeah.
So hopefully this benefit will work out, because if we can get this benefit going, I'm sure we could get other people involved.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
So we'll keep you posted. We're doing a lot of things, but we really don't have the kind of help we need. We don't have a big ass office with all this equipment and all this stuff, and go in and say to the secretary, send this, send that. We don't have that.
No.
And we're not controlled by the government.
That's right. That's good.
So we got to work in a different way.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, Insight, anybody out there, 213-816-1650 if you want to call in. Any callers on the line?
No, nobody. Yeah, just us. Right.
Tonight, 11 o'clock, a tribute to my guide dog, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. You can see it on your phone. Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. It's in the city. 1997 is the channel. Verizon 35 in the city. And 84.
Yep.
So, tonight at 11, if you're not sleeping. Tune in the show and pay tribute to Charabel, my angel guide dog.
A big fat angel. She was really a beautiful dog, Frank. And I'm sorry that, she went through what she went through before she passed.
Now, we're not promoting hatred in a sight.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not discriminating against people. We're not saying that the housing that would come out of the nursing homes would only be for the disabled. No. For everybody.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
See the difference between us and the way the government operates? They want to take people's homes away.
Yeah.
We want to create housing.
That's right. There's a big need.
Yeah. And there's a big difference.
Yeah.
So let the government take an example from us.
That's true.
What we're trying to do.
Yep. The thing that bothers me, Frank, is that they came to my husband's mom's home and looked at the floor that I was on, and they said, you got to do this, you got to do that. That costs money. Why don't you do it? I was about to say, idiot. why don't you do it? This is what we face. We face hatred, and any way to keep you inside the nursing home. My husband had signed something that said that he would take care of me if the aid wasn't around, snowstorm, whatever. And if that didn't happen, you better believe that I would be staying in the damn nursing home.
Well, now, wait a minute. Back up a little bit. You said they came to your mother's house. Who's they?
The nursing home, the occupational therapist. Sorry, I wasn't clear. Yeah.
They came to your mom's home where she used to live?
No, my mother-in-law's home, where I currently live now.
You said your mother.
Yeah. Sorry.
They came to where you're living now.
Right. Yeah.
And what did they say?
They said that you need to do more stuff, to help make this more accessible. My husband had to buy certain, handles so I can open doors, everything. And anything that I needed to pass through, the way in which, basically anything I needed, period. And my husband said, I don't have that kind of money.
Because these things happen. Because the agency doesn't do it, they're supposed to help you, don't do a damn thing about it.
No, they don't. I fought for them. I said, why aren't you sending me home? Finally, I just went out on my own. I called my husband, please come and get me. I can't stand this anymore. And he did. He came and got me. For a little couple of weeks, we had to leave me in the house, so I did that. I had people, like physical therapists, come and see me so I could strengthen myself, but we needed to do more accessibility. That was a little rough, but we did it. Anything you need, ladies and gentlemen, and you're having trouble with, just call InnerSight 631-224-3090. That's our hotline number.
We're going to talk about this more tomorrow night, but how the law should be extended to protect the disabled who need equipment and who need accessibility in their home.
Yeah.
You know, there's no protection under the law. The government should pay half, and the agency should be raising the other half. If the person happens to be wealthy, that's a whole different story.
Right. They'll take away
most
those assets, too. You watch and see, they take away those assets very easily from the sale of the home. Pardon me, my mouth's dry. Frank, take the helm so I could drink something.
Wait a minute, I can't understand what you're saying. You're mumbling. What did you say?
You know, I just said my throat is very... let me take something to drink. Please take the helm, okay? Because I can't be
understood. It sounds horrible. You can't understand you right now.
Right.
But the law certainly is not strong enough to help people who need equipment, who need accessible housing, you know? The government should be responsible for that, because when they built the place with their codes and everything, they didn't make sure it was accessible.
That's true.
You know, for everyone. and the law should be very accurate on that, and a lot stronger and enforced on that.
Yes, it should.
You know, they use it as an excuse, we didn't know. It's a bunch of bull.
Yeah.
How could you not know? Disabled people have been around for thousands of years. So, that's a lot of what's going on there. That's why a lot of people have trouble. That's why when you're disabled, you look for an apartment. You can't just look for an apartment like everybody else. You got to look for an accessible apartment. And they all should be accessible.
Right. You should have your choice, you know, to wherever you want to go. But that's not the case.
That's what's wrong with the system. And the government made it that way.
That's right.
By not
I know there's
sure
going to be
that every place is accessible, and that agencies would be allowed to raise money to ensure that if something breaks or it becomes such that a person can't get around, the money would be there. And you don't have to go fight with no damn government over it.
Or even the agencies. You don't have to fight for providing services from the agencies, too.
That's why, another reason why people are in nursing homes.
Yeah.
It's a hatred by the government not allowing these agencies to come over and say, hey, we got to raise $15,000. We want to raise $30,000 with your permission, and half can go to our agency.
That's right.
Who wouldn't go along with that to make
nobody
the place
in their right mind
updated, you know, accessible?
Right.
That way, you're partners with the agency. You have an invested interest, you know? And if you can't do it yourself, you can say, well, I can't do it, but my brother is willing to do it, or so on, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And if you can't find anybody, call in a site. We'll do it.
That's right.
We'll work with the agency to raise money and help the person make their place accessible. So there you have it.
We had to remove one door. I'm sorry, continue.
Well, wait a minute. We're trying to make up for what the law doesn't do.
Yeah.
We're doing it now with the guide dog thing. With this big thing with, that they won't help me. Now, what were you saying about the door?
I had to take it off to our bedroom, and there was nothing, like, to replace it because it was still too narrow. So everything has to change.
One of those
sliding doors. Yeah.
Automatic.
Yep.
They have them.
Yeah, I know.
The door opens, you go in. You close it. You turn around, come out. You don't even have to touch the door.
Mm-hmm.
See? That's what it should be. Every place should have that. You know? If you don't want to use it, then you put something else up. You leave the door open and you put something up there.
Right.
But it should
be
there.
The door jamb had to be removed.
It should be there to ensure that tomorrow, if somebody becomes disabled in that household, they got it.
That's right.
That's why it should be there. Because this is
the kind of world where
people are very prone to becoming disabled.
Now, I have something. Sorry. I have something where, a question, basically. Sunrise Mall is being turned into a housing complex. I'd like to know how many people are in there and how costly it would be to go in there, and how many accessible apartments there are.
Call the management.
Yeah, I am. I have to.
Tell them who you are.
Yeah.
Call the management.
Yeah.
And
how affordable.
Somebody obviously bought it and turned it into housing, but
right. My
big question is it all accessible?
Exactly. That's my opinion, too.
Who knows?
That's right.
They get away with a lot of stuff.
Yes, they do. I bet the owner changed it into, regular housing just because he found.
You can't speculate.
Ask.
You got to call the management.
Yes.
Tell them who you are. That you may have people interested and ask them.
Yeah.
Of course. Sometimes these people who run these office management stuff may not even know themselves.
Right.
Best
yeah.
way to know is to really go there.
Oh, I plan to, believe me, because I feel that every apartment should be accessible, not just 10% like it is now.
Yeah, right, it should.
Yeah. You walk into there. My mom walked into the rehabilitation and went out in a casket. That should never happen. She should have a good, healthy life. I couldn't bring her vitamins or any holistic therapy. They wouldn't let me give it to her, probably. And going there once a week because I couldn't physically do it because of my health would just, and give her something, they would tell her, no, you can't take that, and tell me, no, you can't give that to her. And that's the problem, the big problem. They don't want her to get healthy, or my dad, for that matter.
Afraid of lawsuits all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's sad. Very
all right,
sad.
Inside tomorrow night's show is the law that protects the able-bodied should be extended to the disabled. And we'll talk about that in terms of equipment and things that people need and housing,
I'm suffering with that.
Whatever.
I'm sorry.
Friday night at the Funnies.
Yay.
So come on down, have a great time, and we'll have a couple of laughs. Friday night.
Definitely.
Louie will be here.
All right.
Louis the Lip. All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our hotline is 631-224-3090. Once again, if you're in a nursing home and you need help, you know, you want to be directed toward any of the programs that are supposed to help you in Suffolk County, we can hook you up with the independent living. But if you're trying to get out of the nursing home and they're giving you a hard time, call Inner Sight.
Yeah.
Do whatever we can.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes for anywhere in the country, not just Suffolk County.
Yeah, we were trying and still trying to get people in other states. Even we could try getting people from other countries out of a nursing home situation. But I can tell you that this is a very rich system.
That's a big job in other countries.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'd be happy to talk to anybody, but
yeah,
we'd have to find out what the legalities are in some of these foreign countries.
Yeah.
That's
I'm wondering if Bahamonde, with James Bahamonde, our in-house attorney, would be able to take that, you know? That would be a good
idea.
Well,
he might be able to look it up, but he's only an ADA New York State lawyer.
Yeah. He might
All right,
handle
Inner Sight. Once again, I want to thank all who have come forward in the town where I live, Sayville, New York, and who have responded to the death of my guide dog and who want to help. A lot of my neighbors, friends, strangers.
Mm-hmm.
And we're hoping that the politicians are going to step up and really do something about this situation.
Yeah.
Because it's got to end. It's horrible. The way
yeah,
people
it's killing
are being
people. Yeah. Yep. Murdering, killing people, so forth.
Well, they murdered a guide dog.
That's it. That's your proof that they don't love us. They don't want to help us. That's your proof right there. You know, I was so upset when they did.
They should be more supportive for change than they
mm-hmm.
are. You know?
That's true.
Training dogs is only part of it.
That's right.
A lot more to it.
Having the nurse, the nursing assistant that knows them for years or even a couple of months, doesn't matter. Have them there to help because there's no help in those, not enough help in the nursing home.
Wait a minute. We're talking about two different things here. I'm talking about what you just mentioned.
I got a 90-second warning. So,
There should be a law to protect people who apply for a service dog.
Yeah.
Talking about that today.
Yeah. Tomorrow we'll do it. All right. Frank,
thank you. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.